Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making
about life. I'm excited about the possibilities of what is happening, what is going to happen, and what has already happened. I'm just excited. Each day brings new blessings and new mercies and new goodness, and I'm just excited. I love life. I don't know about anybody else, but I love life. I can hardly contain myself sometimes from just getting ready to get up and get started on my day. It's a wonderful day. I love my theme music. It's just a wonderful day. It's a wonderful life because it's what we make it. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going on in your life, and I know sometimes things happen, you know, which and to everybody. But it reminds me of that old saying I used to hear a long time ago, you know, if somebody give you lemons, what are you going to do? Make lemonade. Do you see, make lemonade. Do you see the glass half empty or half full? I choose to see my glass half full. So that's just the way it is. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 p.m., we're right here sharing, because sharing is caring. And we're sharing information, accurate and thorough information, concerning health, concerning how we can be better, how we can take control of our health and enjoy life. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. When you're sick and you can't live your life to the fullest, it's no fun. And you don't have to be sick. All we have to do is just take control of our health. Let me share with those of you that don't know, I am a naturopath. I am not a medical doctor. I am not an MD. And the information given on this show is not to diagnose or not to, you know, address any issue. It's just a show where we present accurate and thorough information on caring for the body. I am a naturopathic doctor, and all that means is that I use natural modalities such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. That's all that means. I am a raw food chef and instructor. I have certifications in herbology, nutrition, dry blood cell analysis, and also I'm a certified personal fitness trainer. And I'm saying all that to say this: your good health is my business. I have a passion for seeing people regain, maintain, and improve their health using natural means, you know. I do offer consultations. I also offer raw food classes and herbal classes. And for more information, you can contact me by calling 734-895-1940 or go visit my website. Get on my mailing list, www.yourgoodhealth.info. Okay. Well, we've got a good show lined up for you tonight. I have a special guest that's going to be with us in a little while. Her name is Lynn Bozeman, and she's the director of Better Me Luncheons. And you're going to find out what these Better Me Luncheons is all about and upcoming luncheon that she has planned for you, and especially you, and it's all about the children. So you want to stay tuned. You want to call somebody up and say, hey, tune in to Here's to Your Health tonight. You know, get some. If you know somebody that's got kids, that I don't like that word. I'm sorry. I rescind that. If you know someone that have children, call them up and say, you know, listen in tonight, because we have an awesome show planned for you tonight. I am just excited because I had the privilege of meeting Ms. Bozeman this week. And it was awesome. It was awesome. The synergy and everything was just balanced, and it was peaceful, and it was just everything that a meeting of like minds could be about, okay? But before that, I just want to share with you my affirmation for this evening. My affirmation simply says, all my relationships are harmonious. When we create harmony in our minds and hearts, we will find it in our lives. The inner creates the outer, always. You know, and that we can say that, you know, I often tell people if there's something going on the inside, it'll show on the outside, no matter what it is. If it's stress, you know, we talk about constipation a lot on this show, you know, and rightly so, because I just truly feel that there's a lot of constipated people walking around out there in the world. And our face, you know, we'll hear a lot of times that our eyes are the windows to the soul. Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. But also your skin, the biggest organ that we have of our in our body, of our body, our skin, it also reflects what's going on the inside. And if we're not being regularly moved, if we're not cleansing, if we're not cleaning out, if we're not having good bowel movements, then it shows, and it shows in our complexion, and it shows with things going on the outside. I always say that something on the inside works on the outside, and you can tell. You can tell when you're rested. You can tell when you're getting ample sleep, when you're drinking sufficient water, when you're exercising, when you're doing what you're supposed to do to take care of this body. Don't allow anybody to, don't put your health in the hands of anybody else. Co-partnering is okay, but don't allow anybody to just, you know, take control of your health. That is your responsibility, and you know I am so very big on that, so very big. Did you know that Americans are in serious trouble when it comes to eating habits and, I mean, just overall general health? More than 150 million people live with at least one chronic disease or disability, and have over 60% of weight being just out of control, overweight, and out of shape. And we are finally, it's just, you know, sometimes it baffles me, because if we realize that what we put in us is going to reflect on the outside, we will do more in the way of getting good, nutritious food in us, getting more fruits and vegetables in us. You know, we're failing to do just what we need to do. And it's because there's such a plethora of unhealthy foods and snacks and all this kind of thing, lack of exercise, and really poor information, a lot of quick fix dieting. You know what? We got to do away with the quick fix dieting mentality, because the human body is truly amazing in its ability to heal itself given the right ingredients. You know, I always say this every week. I say all we have to do is assist the body and what it needs to maintain and to function properly. Good nutrition, proper rest, rejuvenation, regular exercise, and even small changes incorporated in your daily life can make big, significant differences. Just start where you are. You know, don't overwhelm yourself with, okay, I'm do this, and I'm not going to eat no more this, and I'm give up meat, and I'm do this. And, you know, start by taking, remember one show I did about just 3 10-minute walks a day? If you can't log in 30 minutes, 3 10-minute, start there. Start eating a good organic apple every single day. Start there. Start with drinking more water. You know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, you know, I really never know how much water I'm drinking. Why don't you? Make it easy for yourself. Remember I talked about getting one of the canning jars, the 32-ounce canning jars or bale canning jars, you know, and drinking half your water. Whatever you have to do to ensure that you're getting proper hydration, do it. I mean, it's simple as that. Just do it. Start with a balanced nutrition, a balanced nutrient-rich diet. It's the foundation of a healthy body and healthy mind. consuming quality carbohydrates and proteins and fats in balance will have a positive effect on your waistline, on your energy, your mood, your overall day-to-day performances, and long-term health. And that's what we're going for, right? I mean, I want to be, I don't mind being aged. I just want to be healthy. I don't care if I'm running around about I'm 100. I just want to be healthy. And that's what we should be striving for, to be healthy. The goal is to move to more unrefined sources whenever possible. Unrefined carbs, you know, those carbs that include fruits and like berries and oranges and apples and melons and pears and bananas, vegetables, the cruciferous, the broccoli and the cauliflower, the asparagus and sweet peppers and kale and sprouts and leafy greens. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Whole grains, the oats and the millet and barley and quinoa and brown rice. And good starches like sweet potatoes and squash and carrots and beets and lentils and red beans and chickpeas and black beans and peas, you know, stuff like that that just makes that body say, oh, yes, yum, you know. And in addition to keeping your body strong and healthy, you need high-quality protein because it helps to increase your energy. It also helps to reduce cravings, and it helps you to reduce those cravings for the refined carbohydrates, and it improves your brain power. You know, some quality sources of protein include your vegetables. Many plants are rich in proteins, and we don't realize that. You know, if you don't have to just get a overabundance of the flesh protein, you know, eat more plant-based protein. Did you know that one cup of broccoli contains 4 grams of protein? Steel-cut oats, peas, bananas, what else? Kidney beans, almonds, walnuts, and yams are also plant-based protein. So we got to aim to improve the quality of our food that we're ingesting, because you'll find out that you'll feel better. You know, more good oils, and I am one for leave the oil in the olive oil. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a little coconut oil every once in a while, a little organic EVOO, you know, things like that, but there is a substantial amount of good fat found in avocados and in almonds. So, you know, it's just about knowing what your body needs and giving it what it needs so that it can give you what you need, energy that lasts all throughout the day. Do you find your energy kind of like taking a dive in the middle of the day? Ask yourself, why is this happening? And strive to improve it. You know, when the teacher is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you start seeking ways to make yourself feel better and look better, and you really don't even have to strive for ways to make yourself look better, because when you feel better, you automatically look better. Drink more water. Drink more water. I preach it every week. Drink more water. It sounds simple, but it can be a challenge. Like I said, just try to drink half your body weight. And if you're drinking 4 glasses, okay, start this week. You're going to add another glass this week. And then the following week, another glass, until you're drinking half your body weight. You got to start practicing diaphragmic breathing. That's breathing deep from your diaphragm. It helps to lower your blood pressure. It improves your pH. It lowers your heart rate. It reduces stress. It relaxes your body and your brain. You know, take slow, deep breaths to stimulate your diaphragm. And it's such an easy way to bring more rest and recovery into your day. Good night's sleep, getting your omega, your green, things like that. That's all I'm talking about. But listen, we'll talk more about that on another show. But tonight, I have a very, very interesting guest with me tonight. As I mentioned last week, I told you guys that I was going to see if I couldn't get Miss Lynn Bozeman on. Well, we had a talk, and guess what? She's here. And so without further ado, she is in the studio, so I want to introduce her to some and present her to others. Her name is Lynn Bozeman, and she's the director of Better Me Luncheons, and she's going to tell you all about Better Me Luncheons and what inspired her to get started, to start this better. I just like the sound of that, don't you? Better Me Luncheons, because it starts with us. So without further ado, I'd like to say welcome, Lynn, to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. What a great introduction.
We are honored to have you with us tonight because, you know what, it is so important. We can't talk enough about good health because it's just like I stated in the beginning of the show. There are more than 150 million people now living with chronic disease and disabilities, and we gotta do something about that. So we are so honored to have you here tonight, so that you can tell us about Better Me Luncheon. What inspired you to do this? What is the passion and the mission behind Better Me Luncheon?
Well, you know, we've been doing it for about 2 years now, but it all started with like a blog that I started 4 years ago for personal reasons, really, just searching for something better for me, a healthier lifestyle for myself. And I started this blog and started publishing articles on this blog. Other bloggers chimed in. And the next thing you know, we're chatting back and forth about living a healthier life. Then I got an email. I got an email from this woman who said, you know, I read your, you know, the articles you post on your blog. I like the concept. You mentioned things that I don't know anything about. It sure would be nice if I knew where these people were that you talk about, or these products or services were, in my neighborhood or in my community. I thought, well, you know, maybe it's time to come from behind the computer and bring some of this into reality. So that sparked the Better Luncheons. Basically what we do is I invite experts like yourself to come in and speak to an audience of people. We surround ourselves with vendors of products and services that all have to do with health and wellness. And you get a chance to speak to the audience, and we serve lunch. And it's a great opportunity in an intimate sort of a setting to eat, network, and talk about health and wellness.
That's so fantastic. And it's so needed. And the fact that it's a traveling luncheon and one that focuses on holistic health and wellness for the community, it's awesome, Lynn. So when you started this 2 years ago, you said it basically started because you were seeking for yourself, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
It started with me seeking for myself. Not feeling well physically, mentally, spiritually deprived, and reaching out, trying to find some help for myself.
And in doing so, was it easy to find the information that you needed you know what I'm saying? Was there a data bank or a plethora of sources that you had to go to find exactly what it was you needed?
Well, you know, it's kind of like what you mentioned earlier. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me. As soon as I sort of put it out there in the universe, I started getting emails back and phone calls back and people pointing me in different directions and giving me suggesting books, workshops. The flood just started coming in. And it was helping me, and I said, well, you know what? I'm probably not the only one going through this, so how do I give back? You know, how do I give back? And I'm not the expert. I'm a person that just wants to share good news, things that work, things that help people live a better life, and that's even where the title came from. It's my total belief that if I'm a better person, if I can get somebody else to become a better person, we are better people, and that spreads, and that spreads. So it's better me, better you, better we, all of us.
That is awesome. I love it. I love that. So I hear that, well, not I hear, I know that there's a luncheon coming up. And I am really excited about this luncheon that's coming up September the 28th. So tell us more about that.
Okay, we have a Better Me luncheon coming up, as you said, September the 28th. And from 1 to 5, it's going to be held at the Kairos House, which is in Redford on Plymouth Road. The tickets are $10. You are one of our speakers. And we also have a youth dance troupe that's going to be performing there. And we'll have vendors from the community. And our focus this time is the children. It's going to be in September. The kids will probably be back in school. But we want to help get them off to a good start. Education for the parents, take back the caregivers, the grandparents, the new parents. It's our focus is on the children this time around. So we are really looking forward to this one and really want to invite everybody to come on out and join us. Like I said, the tickets are $10. You can buy them online at our website, and it's bettermeluncheons.com, or you can give me a call and get your tickets over the phone at 734-224-3800.
So this one is it's all about the children. Why the children?
Just want to start them off right. Start the children off healthy. And I think that since as parents, as adults, we are their first guide. And if we know how to feed our children well, they will succeed in other areas in their life. If we know how to feed them mentally, physically, and spiritually, then they will succeed, and they will ward off a lot of these other, you know, devices that come that they're faced with when they're going to school and every day. So we're starting off with the children, give them a good foundation. We know that somewhere along the road, sometimes they waver from that foundation that we give them, but at least they have a choice. At least they know that they have choices. And so we want this healthy lifestyle to be one of the choices they have as part of their foundation.
Exactly. And like you said, there is, on my show last week, I spoke about how something as simple as sitting down, having dinner together or having a meal together, what an influence it is on children's eating more fruits and vegetables, and little things like cutting up your children's fruits and vegetables, how that makes a significant difference in the consummation of more fruits and vegetables that your children, you know, intake. So it's just little things we can do, because our children are in crisis. And it's amazing. Our children are obese. They have more type 2 diabetes than ever before in history. And it's simply because they're not making the right choices. And then, you know, I just truly believe, like you said, laying a good foundation. And then once you lay a good foundation and let a child know exactly what, you know, there's consequences to everything. And if you give a child enough knowledge, arm them with enough knowledge, then they will make conscientious decisions for themselves if it's taught at an early age.
Yes.
And I think this is a wonderful thing, the children's health. And I know that you have different things, but like you said, and this is such a perfect time with the kids getting ready to go back to school and things like that. So this is a perfect time to address some of the issues that our children are facing here in America. Well, all over the world, but here in America, we want to be conscientious of what's going on right here in our own backyard. You see?
Right.
I just want to let our listening audience know that if you have any questions, if you have any comments this evening, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we can bring you in, and you can ask Ms. Bozeman a question, or if you have a comment or anything like that, you can feel free to just press number 1. Now, you know, I always tell you, don't wait until the last minute, and because, you know, we time gets to moving so fast when we get to talking about these different things, so we don't want you to wait until the last minute, but, you know, come in and share your thoughts with her. I personally think that this is an awesome thing that she's doing, you know, so even if you have words of encouragement, now is the time to just let her know. So, I mean, we're all in this together, and that's what this is about. That's what Here's to Your Health is about, just sharing, because we know that sharing is caring. Now, the luncheons, do they showcase, like, do you have vendors and things like that? And just what takes place at the luncheon?
Yeah, well, usually the format that we have established is the luncheon usually starts about 1:15-ish. In the beginning, we invite people to come in, visit the vendors, network, meet, mingle, find your seating. There will be vendors there with all types of information for the parents, the caregivers, for the children, products and services that they sell or offer. Then our host for the luncheon has been for the last 2 years is a dynamic young poet by the name of Malachi London. She's a slam poet, artist. She usually gets us started about 15, 20 minutes after 1, gives us a welcome introduction. Our vendors get a chance to, you know, get highlighted as to what they service or product they've bought to the evening. And we usually have about 3 speakers. Our speakers usually speak for about 15 minutes apiece. Our goal is to sort of like get your appetite, entice your interest, so that afterwards when there's more time given, that you want to go up to speakers and you want to ask questions and you want to find out more information. We want to give you everything at once, just enough to get you interested so that you want to search out and seek these people. And then we close, and we use the last probably 30 minutes for you to go back and visit the vendors, talk to the speakers, meet other people, network, mingle, and hopefully send you home in a better place. with some good information.
Exactly, exactly. So for those of you that are interested, we want you to come out. And you know what I'm asking you to do? I'm asking you to buddy up. I'm asking you to buddy up, to bring someone with you. This luncheon is $10, y'all. Now, you know, we can spend $10 and not even remember what we're spending on. This is for such a worthy cause. Come on out. Let's network. Let's you know, it's for the children. And bring somebody. If you know somebody that has children, you know, buy them a ticket. Tell them, you know, come on, I want you to go to something with me. I got you. I'll pay for it. You know what I'm saying? It's $10. It's not $35, $40, $50. Even if it was, it'd be well worth it, but it's $10. So let's get somebody. You know, a blessing is not a blessing unless you share it. Let's share. Let's be a people that share. You know, it takes a whole village to raise a child. You know, one of the most awesome things that I had the privilege of doing this past weekend was volunteering for the Inkster Legends free basketball camp for the children. And just to see so many of the children that were just obese, it broke my heart. I'm telling you the truth. So I want you to commit to doing this. You know, it's rare that I just come out and ask you to just do it. I'm asking you to just do it for the sake of the children. Let's come out and support each other. Like she was saying, this is an awesome opportunity for you to network, you know, but it's an awesome opportunity for us to come together. And I like what it says. It says the theme of this luncheon it's all about children, nurturing the mind, the body, and the spirit. You see, because according to research, families who focus on nurturing the mind, the body, and the spirit raises kids who are less likely to engage in high-risk behavior and are more likely to grow up thriving. Children and teens can nurture their mind, their bodies, and their spirit in many different ways and with many different emphasis during different developmental stages. It is so important. When I was coming up, we had people in the neighborhood that cared enough about us to say, you know what, I'm going to reach out. We had a lady by the name of Miss Nellie. We call her Miss Nellie. Her name was Nellie Todd, but we call her Miss Nellie or Auntie Nellie. And she would sit us on her porch and give us things like apples and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And that was such a blessing because sometimes, you know, it was hard. You know, we had hard times. We didn't really know we was poor, but, yeah, we had hard times. And that took a – that was a wonderful thing for somebody to just reach out and get kids on her porch and just feed them while she told us about Jesus. I'll never forget Miss Nellie. We have a caller coming from the 313 area code on this evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, caller.
Hi. My name is Louisa. And I have a question for Lynn Bozeman. And
okay.
I was wondering, in terms of this Better Me Luncheon that's supposed to be, you know, all about the children, what kind of information can I gain in terms of, you know, when I go to this luncheon, what kind of information do I gain in terms of, you know, helping my children, you know, live a better life and have a much healthier lifestyle?
Great question. Well, Dr. Doris will be there to definitely help us out with the nutrition and the food that is healthy for our children to eat. We will also have a speaker there that will talk about important roles of fathers and our girls and boys in their life. And as I said earlier, there will be a number of different vendors there with products and services that are not only good for children, but also the parents and the caregivers of the children. So should be a really great event. Thank you.
I just wanted to say
that this is a great idea for to have a traveling luncheon to provide information for everyone and not only that, and help small businesses network. It's just a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's such an awesome thing because, you can always find different ways and different resources. I remember when my children were growing up and we all would sit down and have dinner together. That's why I mentioned last week on the show about sitting down with your children, eating together, because a lot of times when my kids, they would see me eating things, and then they would want some. You know how kids are. My mother used to tell us all the time, if you stop eating a little poop, you want some too. Well, that's just how it is. And when they see you eating vegetables and different things, they want to try it. And kids are so impressionable. And let me tell you something. There are so many commercials. Hey, have it your way. Supersize it. You see what I'm saying? That's trying to, that's vying for our children's attention. So we better have some information to give them. We better be, we better have information ourselves so that we will be able to provide accurate and thorough information to our children as to making healthy choices. Because the statistics on obesity in America, it is absolutely alarming. It is absolutely alarming. So that's why I think this is such a good endeavor to just come together. We all have different strategies. We have different plans. We have different just little things that we implement in our own lives. And when we come together and share them, you see how powerful that is when we come together sharing information? Because back in the day, that's how it was done in the neighborhoods. In our neighborhoods, different information was shared from our parents. But we just don't do that anymore. I even heard a young lady say that she's been living in her neighborhood for about 15 years, and she doesn't know anybody on her street. She doesn't know any of her neighbors or anything else. And when I was coming up, we knew each other. My neighbor had the right, if she saw me doing something wrong, she had the right to, she could tan my behind and take me home to my mama, and my mother would do the same thing. But now we become so aloof. Let's come together. Let's come together and make this thing, just a event to remember. Lynn, give all the information again so how we can get in touch with you, get our tickets and everything, website, everything.
Okay. You can call me for more information at 734-224-3875, or you can go to the website, bettermeluncheons.com, and you can get ticket information there. You'll get a chance to see the list of different vendors that will be coming. You'll have all the information that you need there. We still have opening and space for vendors, so if you are interested, again, you can give us a call, 734-224-3875. For more ticket information, go to the website, bettermeluncheons.com, or give me a call.
That is fantastic. Now, Lynn, what is your background? What is it, outside of Better Me Luncheons, what is it that you do?
I am, by day, I am a fifth and sixth grade teacher.
Wow. Awesome.
And I've been teaching for about 15 years. And so obviously I adore children and just, you know, totally understand our need to take care of them and look out for them. And when we were talking about obesity, and I taught at different schools and different grade levels, and when money gets tight, they cut the children's PE, the opportunity for them to run outside and play. I've been in schools where they don't even have a playground, you know. So it's just, you know, we just got to do a better job of taking care of the babies.
That's right, because they are our future, after all.
Yeah.
The children are our future.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller coming tonight from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Ms. Lynn Bozeman tonight. Yes.
Yes, I was listening, and I just would like to know, are you going to be addressing the schools so kids can have a better choice, you know, because I have worked in schools and their choices for lunches aren't healthy at all.
So, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I'm breaking up.
Yes, you are. Okay, you said now at the lunches, are we going to address the school?
Are you going to talk to the parents about addressing the schools so they can get better lunches?
I think one of the things that maybe Dr. Doris, that you might be able to probably will mention, is some things that parents can do that are packing lunch for their kids to send them to school, some helping things they can put in their lunch boxes, you know, so parents can be in charge of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there are things that, you know, when parents come together, and parents can come together to initiate positive changes in the school. But it's just about coming together. And that's why I think it's so important to come out to events like this so that we can arm ourselves with information so that we can. I've heard of situations in different cities where the parents went in and actually had the food programs and different things restructured, you know, had the pop machines taken out, all of the Mountain Dew and all these kind of things taken out of the school, all the candy machines and stuff taken out of the school. In fact, I don't have the statistics with me tonight, but I know of one school in the Los Angeles area where the parents got together and came in and totally revamped the food, the lunch program, and how it they have statistics on how much better the children began to do after removing all of the high fructose corn syrup and products like this, and putting more vegetables, more salads, things like this in. And I'm going to try to have that information. What's going to happen, guys? We're going to run this show for the next 3 weeks, this same show. So if you know someone that has missed the show or couldn't get on the show this week, have them to tune in for the next 3 weeks. We're going to run it. And then in September, hopefully we can have Ms. Bozeman come back and talk about this, because I really want to get the word out about this luncheon. I want everybody there. Let's come together, because the information that we do get, like the gentleman was saying, that's enough for us to start where we are. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get a group of parents together. It's something that's happening in the Inkster area, I'm sure you all know, that the schools have, we no longer have Inkster public schools. So our children in Inkster are going to be going other places. So this will be a perfect time for parents to come together with the knowledge so that we can come, you know, applied knowledge, applied wisdom, it's a powerful thing. But we got to get it, and then we got to disperse it. So for those that can, let's come together and get this information, and then we can take it out to the masses. And that was a very good question, too, caller.
Thank you.
So, but let me ask you, do you have children?
I have children, yes. I work in a school also, and we have changed our eating program that we do have a live salads and stuff like this, so kids got better choices. But in the inner city, you know, I notice and I talk to people that they don't have these choices. And
that's
so,
right.
And most of the, as you said, most of our kids in the inner city are overweight, and it has to start at home. And once it
that's
starts
right.
at home, then they go to school, they still don't have good choices. You know,
exactly.
Fried,
you are exactly fried. Right.
It's all about processed food. So we have to get them back to organic. I'm an organic
right.
kind of person.
Okay. I concur with you wholeheartedly. I am too. And
so
if we could just start where we are, that's why it's so important for those of us that know. You seem to be knowledgeable. So I'm hoping that we'll see you, you know, at the luncheon, and maybe you can bring someone with you, you know, and let's come together. I don't have any children in the school system right now, but all children are my children. You see what I'm saying? So let's come together and put our heads together. There's power in numbers, you know.
True.
Okay,
because
well, thank you so very much.
Thank
no,
you.
No, go ahead. Did
no,
you have
as
something
you were
else?
Saying, we are losing our youth to overweight. You know, there was no such thing as fat kids or obese kids in our generation.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
And we
That's
ate
right.
a lot of bad food, but we were more active. And, you know, another thing, we got to teach our kids how to play. You know, out and exercise using our thumbs.
That's right. Exactly. I agree 100%. Thank you so very much for calling in. We truly appreciate your comments this evening. I want to encourage you guys tonight, please get in touch with Ms. Bozeman. Go to the website. Get your ticket. I'm going to have the information posted on my website as well. In fact, it'll be going up tonight. So, you know, come on out. Come on out and let's meet each other. Let's meet and greet each other. Let's network. Let's talk about the children because it's all about the children. Ms. Bozeman, we want to give you a couple of minutes. Well, actually about a minute or so because we're almost out of time. But give that information again.
Okay. Yes, if you want more information on the Better Me Luncheon in September, this will be Saturday, September the 28th, from 1 to 5 p.m. in Redford, Michigan at Cara House on Plymouth Road. The phone number for tickets or more information is 734-224-3875, or you can visit our website at www.bettermeluncheons.com.
All right. Thank you so very much, Lynn, for coming on. And I, like I said, I want to let everybody know that we're going to run this show for the rest of the month. And so if you know somebody that, you know, you think it may benefit them or they may benefit from hearing the information that we talked about tonight, just have them to come to blogtalkradio.com, 109.9 Penn Station, and archive it because the shows are archived. And then next week we're going to run it next week and for the rest of the Tuesdays for this month. And then we're going to come back in September and plug it again because I just want to get the word out. I want everybody to know that there is going to be a time of us coming together talking about the children because it's all about the children. Lynn, thank you so very much. I appreciate you. And we're going to do this. We're going to do this.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me. I'm really great. Thank you so much.
All right. And hopefully we can come back in September and a couple of weeks before the show, and we can have you come back on again, okay?
Sounds good. Perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Our callers, those that asked questions and had comments, we truly appreciate you because it's all about you. You're the reason I'm here. You're the reason I do this every Tuesday. It's not just about me, my four, and no more. It's about a village. You see, sharing accurate and thorough information on our health, on the health of our children and our loved ones. So come on back next week. Let's do it again. I love you all. Have a blessed night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Too hot for the corn and the grain, and the cotton's not getting much rain. And why anyone lives on the plains, ain't nobody knows. Winters that seem not to go out like a lion in the end. Springtime comes straggling.